Indianapolis and New England in the AFC Championship at 5:40 on Sunday. Your dinner time matchup. You got Andrew Luck versus Tom Brady. What do you got in this one?
I think you have to look at the quarterbacks. Andrew Luck for the Colts, first quarterback in NFL history to throw for over 250 yards in his first five postseason games. His 1,703 passing yards is the most for any quarterback in NFL history. Now, we know he led the NFL regular season with 40 touchdown passes, but Luck's also not afraid to throw interceptions. In three career games against the New England Patriots, Luck has thrown 8 interceptions. All of those games have been losses. And you look on the other side, Tom Brady, his list of accomplishments are long. You know, last week against the Ravens, his 3 touchdown passes passed Joe Montana and Brett Favre for the most postseason touchdown passes in NFL history. He's 13-3 as a starter in New England. He's also just 10 yards shy of passing Peyton Manning for the most passing yards in postseason history. You've got to look at the quarterbacks, but what we've seen in these playoffs is the focus on these two quarterbacks. The running game's almost been non-existent.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting when you just look at the numbers of this. You take the Colts in their first game against the Bengals. Daniel Herron and Cyrilon Tipton, the running backs, only had 96 combined yard rushing. Then you look at Indy versus Denver. That number dipped to 77 yards rushing. And then in New England's divisional game against Baltimore, only 14 yards rushing total. And you look at who was rushing the ball, Tom Brady had the most carries. This isn't the guy who rushes the ball. So very interesting that there hasn't been a lot of rushing the ball for these two teams, because historically that is exactly the opposite.
Right. The last time these two teams met in the playoffs, last year in the divisional game, Patriots won the game 43-22. But it was the Patriots' running game that was the difference in that game. They carried the ball 46 times for 234 yards, had 6 touchdowns on the ground. That was led by LeGarrette Blount, had 24 carries, 166 yards, 4 touchdowns. But even earlier this season, back in week 11, Patriots won that game 42-20, and it was Jonas Gray, carried the ball 37 times for 201 yards and 4 touchdowns. As much as we want to talk about Tom Brady and all the success he's had, when these two teams get together, it's been the Patriots running the ball, and they've had a lot of success doing that.
So I'd imagine you're going with the Patriots this weekend?
I am. I have to. The last 5 times these teams have met, the Patriots have won. They've averaged over 40 points in those games. As much as I like Andrew Luck, he is prone to the interception like we talked about in the 3 career games against the Patriots, 8 interceptions. I like the Pats in this game.
I agree. And for Chiefs fans, to bring this up, I know they like hearing about it. Since the mauling on Monday night, the Patriots are 11-2. I like them to keep it rolling, so we're actually picking the 2 number one seeds.
Yeah, and I think it may be a little bittersweet for Chiefs fans. Nobody's happy that they're not continuing playing right now, but if our predictions come true and both Seattle and New England go to the Super Bowl, it'll be nice to know that when the Chiefs play at their best, they're as good as any team in the NFL. They just need to get a little more consistent. Hopefully they can do things in the offseason to help become more consistent to get to where we're talking about them next year in these games, trying to go get a Super Bowl championship.
Definitely gives you a positive outlook for next year. We'll see what happens in these conference championship games on Sunday.